This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast. It is just 10:01 on Wednesday. Producer Colin was sick today. It's always a very chaotic 3 hours when producer Colin, I feel, is not here, and I always feel incredibly just frazzled at 10 o'clock when producer Colin hasn't been here.
Yeah, but don't tell him that because he'll get a big ego.
Especially when you have to smash eggs potentially on your head and set up a whole station so that the egg doesn't get on the studio equipment.
Yeah.
That's not ideal when you don't have a producer there to do it because you're also supposed to be presenting a show while you're trying
famously,
to do that.
Famously, that's a producer's job to clean up the studio.
Exactly. What do you think of producer Colin?
What do I think of producer Colin?
Yeah.
I think he should wear that beard that he got for a little while more. Thought that was nice in him.
I liked when producer Callum went through a phase of wearing novelty jumpers. And I think he's kind of still in that phase where he just wears a hoodie, but like there's then a small symbol on the centre of the hoodie that's like Charmander.
Yeah, or Homer going into the bushes.
Yeah.
I hope he never gives that up. I think I'd be shocked if I saw producer Callum in like a head to toe Adidas tracksuit or something.
I've seen Callum in a tracksuit before, and it's only when we're on events where he has to be like running around the place.
He does wear it,
after us, but he looks like a PE teacher. Or he looks like a geography teacher on a school sports day.
Yes,
he does.
Do you think
producer Callum would ever wear a pair of leather pants?
Oh my God. Now there is an image I didn't need.
I would like to see it.
I think producer Callum would also, you just mentioned PE teacher, I think he would look good sporting a whistle.
Yes, I could totally see him with a whistle. And he'd love the power.
He would. Don't let him near a whistle. He'll be insufferable if he had a whistle.
If you are listening, Callum, we hope you're feeling better and we hope to see you back on the show tomorrow. We're back live from 7. Enjoy the enjoy the show.
Not goodbye.
The it's confusing.
Let's go.
It's Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you here at Spin.
Good morning.
Sure, it's Wednesday
now. Oh, yeah, it is. Middle of the week. Happy days. Do you think, like, when people listen into the show, they think Emma, Dave and Aisling have been waiting there for a while just to do the show? And in actual fact, when that microphone goes live, we're like, okay, where are we? And headphones
Dave,
in.
Speak for yourself. I've been here since 10, ready to go.
I never left after 10 o'clock yesterday.
Did you not? You've been here.
I just sat here.
No, but it must be said, Aisling had the headphones on with about a millisecond to air.
Sometimes not even.
Yeah, sometimes not even. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hello while she's putting them on and trying to untangle them.
I came across this last night and I just thought back to, God, the funny little rules when it came to what you could and couldn't bring for your lunch in school, okay? And there's a mom somewhere on Twitter who was sharing this being like, I'm just so confused. So they have a not allowed list. You can imagine all the usuals, chewing gums, Tato, chocolate bars, sticky bars, fizzy drinks or jelly.
Yeah.
That's fine. You'd expect that. But then just instead of it being black or white, they have a tolerated list, right?
Tolerated.
So they have little things like rice cakes, pretzels, one bun.
Right, one bun.
Shut up.
One bun.
How is a rice cake a treat?
Yeah, I know.
Rice cake is the saddest thing you could eat.
It's like eating cardboard.
I don't think I've ever had a rice cake.
Oh, you'd hate it, Dave.
Popcorn is tolerated. One cereal bar or one biscuit. They come in packs of two. Then they have, obviously, the good stuff, right? They got, like, recommended fresh fruit and veg, blah, blah, as if parents have enough to be doing than chopping up fresh veg in the morning.
Yeah, as if parents are thick and they don't know the fruit and veg are good.
Exactly, right? But then, I don't know what this particular teacher is into, because under the in the tolerated section, they have a Friday section. I don't know about you guys. Did you have an option once a week to have kind of a sweet day?
No.
Yeah, we kind of had a treat on a Friday.
We could have a treat on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
because I think we went swimming on a Tuesday, so we could wear tracksuits and bring in something bold.
I got a biscuit in my lunch every day. Just one biscuit.
Nice one.
That was it.
I'd say you were a buzzer for that, were you?
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't have that.
A chocolate digestive?
Yeah, something like that.
Ooh, and then turn it backwards so the teacher can't see the chocolate.
It wouldn't have mattered, I don't think.
But on the Friday lunch bag on this school, they have a preference about which particular treat they'd like you to bring. So two Oreo biscuits or a mini Kit Kat.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God.
They won't even let you be variable with what you choose to bring for your treat.
It's just a dictatorship.
There's no creativity at all.
Not at all.
A real lack of creativity.
You can have a Kit Kat or two Oreo, which I would actually argue are the two of the worst chocolates.
I would totally agree. Yeah.
That's bizarre.
No lovely milky chocolate at all. Just your two Oreos.
There's something real passive aggressive about that tolerated list as well, isn't
it? Yeah. Bad vibe.
Snooty.
If you're on the tolerated list, if something you have in your lunchbox is from the tolerated list, it's almost like Oh, look at you.
Yeah, you kind of...
You little devil.
Slightly pushing it there.
Yeah. All right. Right, it is 6 minutes after seven now. Let's do this for, what day is it? Wednesday.
All right. Middle of the week.
He's playing Belfast later this summer, only announced in the last few days, and he will be supported with... by Maisie Peters.
Oh, I've seen her before, I think. Is she... Which one's she?
She's, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure just producer Callum like her. He's
yeah,
here
no,
today.
I think I was,
he'd be going mad now listening to this.
I think I've assigned like
vinyl
from her.
One of you was a fan of hers.
I was a fan
of
hers.
It was you, okay.
lost the breakup, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, we got there. To be honest, I was a bit hopeless myself there. She also did a bit of support on the Coldplay Music at the Spheres.
Ah, okay, that's
well.
Very
cool.
Oh,
yeah.
And then here in Dublin.
Amazing, yeah.
Abbey Coulibaly is supporting in Dublin, which is classic.
Oh, that'll be deadly.
Irish artist. Calvin Harrison, Rag and Bone Man now at Spin. Calvin Harrison, Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Michaela's here after 10 o'clock this morning.
Is she back?
I think she's back today.
Ah, fantastic.
Could be wrong now. She could be still in Edinburgh.
I wouldn't be like her.
Over visiting family. But if she's not back today, she's back tomorrow. Either way, someone's here from 10 o'clock. Matthew and Michaela giving you your chance to win your lunch with Burger King.
Did you hear the story throughout the week that Bruno Mars had a massive gambling debt?
I saw a headline about that.
Yeah, $50 million apparently, right? The rumours was that he owed it to MGM, who he's currently doing a Vegas residency with, and he's been doing that for 9 years apparently. So I don't know if he was like, the rumour was that he was finishing the residency and then going into the casino after coming off stage.
Sorry, hang on. He's been in a Vegas residency for 9 years.
For 9 years.
That's the first I heard of that.
And also, that's the truth. The lie is that he has a gambling debt of $50 million.
Okay, it's
not
true.
It's not true, apparently, at all. Last week, a Vegas insider, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, we trust those people.
Someone who lives in Vegas.
And if anyone, source-wise, a Vegas insider.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one worse for you, though, I think.
Oh.
A Florida insider.
Yeah.
But anyway, Vegas insider, whatever that means, told Variety magazine that MGM basically owned him and he couldn't be able to pay back his debt. And the fact he revealed he used to gamble a few years ago by playing poker to pay his rent before he became, you know, his music career kicked off, didn't really help the rumor mill. But he's currently doing this Vegas residency at MGM. He's getting paid after taxes $1.5 million a night.
No,
a night.
No wonder he's
after
there
tax.
9 years.
Like, is that not insane? After tax.
You might know this, but do you know how often he actually is on stage?
I do, in fact. Now, this is what interests me. So basically, MGM came out and said MGM Bruno Mars partnership is long-standing and rooted with mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM, the statement continued. Together, we're excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests. But I was looking at his residency in Vegas, and to be getting to that amount of money, you must be doing a hell of a lot of shows.
Yeah.
I thought if you do a residency, which started in 2016, by the way, so that is about, is that nearly?
Yeah.
Eight years. It was meant to end a couple of times, but they just kept extending it. So in total, when he's finished doing the residency, he will have done only 100 shows.
Oh, what?
Oh, so it's like...
in 8 years.
So is it like a guarantee that you'll do... well, like,
I think it's like
not 11, 12 shows a year, type
pretty much. Yeah, it seems to be something like that.
I would
rather
say,
than Adele doing Saturday nights or whatever she was doing, it's something
the Sphere, like U2.
Yeah, U2 concert. I thought with a residency, they would like put you to work.
Yeah,
like you are working
every night. Britney did that Vegas residency and she was wrecked.
Do you remember? Yeah. I don't know if you saw the Elvis biopic.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks kind of exhausting.
Yeah.
It almost appeared, I got the impression of almost a nightly thing. You know, just, it did seem very taxing.
Really? Like a nightly thing for
I don't know. I can't remember. I just remember looking at being like, God, this is, they're really being put to work here, you know?
It's insane, like, but I don't know maybe if that was what it was in the past and now it's just changed.
Interesting.
But like, to not be doing, I thought it was one every night, at least 5 nights a week.
Yeah, for like about 5 months or something
exactly.
Like that. God, I wonder, could we wangle a similar situation with this show?
Honestly, that's what I'm thinking.
Ashling, but we only do 12 shows a year.
It's like we're doing a Dublin residency. This is insane.
One show a month.
But he hasn't done a show since February and isn't doing another show until June. And out of the 88 shows he's done so far, he's only cancelled 5. 3 of them for the pandemic and 2 for unforeseen circumstances.
Oh my God, like the whole pandemic happened in the middle of that.
Literally.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's funny because when you said residency first, I went, wait now, but I saw him in like Marley Park a few years ago.
Yeah.
So obviously it doesn't limit him too much to be able to go on tour and
no.
do his own stuff.
No, he goes
well.
All over the place as well.
That's
and
nice
by the way,
mixer, isn't it,
I
for
think
him?
That might be one of the greatest shows I was ever at was Bruno Mars and Marley
Park. I was at that too.
Were you there as
yeah.
well?
Yeah.
Were you? And you were there?
Yes, we were all there.
That's so weird.
And I didn't even know you.
I didn't know you. Well, I knew Emma, but that's so weird.
That was unreal.
It was such a good gig.
I was up on shoulders at that gig.
It was the day before Longitude, wasn't it?
It was around Longitude.
Was it the same time? Was it the same weekend that then The Weeknd did his own?
Yeah, I think it is.
Or was that the next year? Anyway, Marley Park pulls in some seriously heavy.
Do you remember who supported?
Sister Sledge.
Yeah, and DNCE.
Yeah.
Joe Jonas was on stage
before
Bruno.
Joe Jonas was such an early support for Sister Sledge, I remember.
So bizarre.
That was 2018, it now.
Anyway, no debt for Bruno.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
We better go see him in Vegas before he shuts up.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
We convince the bosses.
This girl is coming to town in April. Cannot wait to see her live in the Olympia. It's Tate McRae and X's here at Spin.
Recharged.
Moncrief, warm. On Spin, guess what his real name is? Go, Aisling. Moncrief, real name.
Shane.
Alan.
His name was Chris. Well, now we all know. It's 22 minutes after 7. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
I'm glad I know.
You know now.
Good table quiz question. I want to tell you a short story about a cat and a misunderstanding.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is a true story.
You bring a lot of cat stuff.
I do. I do. It's probably too much. There's a cat that lives in a garden centre in Dublin 8, right? This garden centre is called Urban Plant Life. It's one of my favourite little havens in the city. It's on Cork Street. It's a magical place. I'm sure lots of people know it. They've got, like, indoor plants. They have an outdoor section. They have a greenhouse. And all the way through it is classical music playing. It's so relaxing.
That's
it's
fair.
Not going to waste.
I wonder, is that for the plants?
The classical music.
I don't say that.
No,
I'm honestly not joking when I say that.
I'm pretty sure, like, if you speak positive affirmations to
a plant,
they can grow better.
They grow better, yeah.
I need to maybe do that then, because one of mine looks a little bit on the sad side.
Yeah, you need to start doing that. But the thing this garden centre also has is a cat, right?
Cool.
This is a gorgeous cat. It's a black and white cat, and the cat's called Jess. And it's very like Postman Pat's cat, Jess, okay? And the cat's very friendly. She's very popular. She's kind of like a bit of a, you know,
A celebrity
in the garden centre.
If you've ever been to the Lyrath Hotel in Kilkenny, they've got two golden retrievers.
Exactly.
People look forward to seeing them when they go.
Yeah. I follow Urban Plant Life on Instagram, and they're quite a wholesome account to follow. They're kind of like dry in their like captions and stuff. They don't like do like emojis and stuff. They're very matter of fact. But they post about the plants and they post about Jess. And last week they posted a photo of Jess the cat. And it was quite a close-up photo of her face.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption was, "Good night, dear friends."
Oh, no.
And I thought, God. That's terrible sad now. That's Jess now gone. And I started reading
Jess
through the comments, and I was getting even more sad. Someone said, "Plant Life has lost its finest employee." On they went, "Oh, no. Has something happened? I'm so sorry. Oh, no, it's the worst. She had a lovely, happy life among the plants. Saw her only recently. She reminds me of a cat I had for 18 years. She only went to sleep last Christmas."
Oh dear.
"I bet your customers loved her." Someone said, "Aw, sweet Jess." Someone said, "So sorry. A really special cat." And another, "Sleep well, Jess."
That's very sad, yeah.
Sad times. It's like, don't like to see a cat struck down in its prime. But, you know, I had to move on with my life.
Of course.
And I did. Forgot about poor Jess. And yesterday, a post came up from Urban Plant Life on my Instagram, and there's Jess wandering through the indoor plant section. And I thought, oh, they're after making a little reel about Jess's life. I'll watch this now. And 5 seconds later, it was over. It was literally just Jess wandering through the indoor plant section. Then I went back to the "Goodnight Dear Friends" post of Jess, and there were some new replies.
Oh,
to the comment, "Plant Life has lost its finest employee," Urban Plant Life replied, "She is not lost."
Oh, for goodness sake.
To the comment, "Oh no, it's the worst. She had a lovely, happy life among the plants." They replied, "Jess is alive and well."
Oh my God. What in God's name?
On they went with just the driest replies from Urban Plant Life. "No, Jess is well. She is alive and well in the cactus house." "Jess is alive and sleeping in the cactus house now."
Oh my God. I hate these people.
I was just like, this is such a microcosm and like such a good example of the internet and the way it is now. You just see like close-up picture of cat with like, "Good night, dear friends." It was just good night for the day.
That's no, but
and everyone's like, "She's dead." No, she's dead.
I'm sorry. If you're going, like, for example, if you had put a close-up picture of my face on your Instagram and both
good
of your
night,
Instagrams.
Sweet angel.
Good night, sweet Emma. I would be pretty sure that everyone thinks I'm dead.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, do we need to do this on the spin?
A little bit. I think our parents might freak out.
Just a close up picture of my nose and eyes and half a smile and just both of you say, good night, dear.
I love the fact, but I'm obsessed with the actual dead replies. Like, they're so cold. It's like my dad replied to all the comments. Do you ever know, you see when you like write your dad a nice message or something like, Happy Father's Day, love you lots, or have a great day. Okay. Thumbs up.
I just get a thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
I just love how straight they were. They weren't like doing a whole new post. Guys, just so you know, Jess is okay. Look here she is. They're just like, she's grand.
She's grand.
They're probably, their Instagram engagement is probably through the roof.
What are you worried about?
What are you going on about?
She's grand. She's going to sleep.
She's going to catch those.
Here's Kygo and Ava Max.
Spins fully charged.
Kygo and Ava Max and whatever on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. You know the way there's so much of that lately, the taking a classic song and then doing
sampling it,
remixing it.
Doing it up or whatever. That one sounds so unlike Shakira, I think.
That you're okay with it?
Yeah.
I'm the same with Alibi and Gangsta's Paradise. I can't hear it. I don't know what people, like, people are always talking about Alibi be sound from Ella Henderson sound like Gangsta's Paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, does it?
Yeah, I hear you.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm okay with that one.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's done. Just 20 to 8 now. Right, I found this really interesting and I'd love to know what you guys think and you listening as well. 087 711 1038. New research has been looking at what songs in particular make you a better driver.
Okay. Ooh. Make you a better driver or make the drive better?
Well, that's a different thing altogether. Obviously, just have spin on. All the tunes make the drive better.
Asking that question was very much like, were you silenced? Or were you silent?
Yes, Oprah.
There's been a study done by Auto Trader looking at what people driving cars were listening to while testing their hazard perception, essentially.
Ooh.
Their perception to hazards.
Okay.
Someone about to cross the road, etc. So higher scores indicate greater levels of concentration, meaning the participants identified and reacted to hazards quicker when they were listening to this particular artist. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a few of them on the show this morning and have a guess. Do you think they scored well? Or scored not so well on this.
So this would make you a better driver or a not so good driver?
Exactly that.
Okay.
So have a listen and just see what you think. We'll start with Ariana.
No, I'm already vibing.
Yeah.
I've already crashed.
My shoulders are going. I'm turning left. I'm turning right.
Yeah, my head's going like...
I can no longer drive straight.
I've gone. I've crashed, I'd say.
She rated really highly.
No way.
Really good thing to listen to Ariana, apparently, behind the wheel. What about your girl, Ash? Beyonce.
Now I'm gone.
If Ariana's all right, then surely Beyonce is.
I'm twerking in the sea.
Beyonce, again, really positive to listen to Behind the Wheel, according to this. What about Eminem then?
So, everybody.
I think that would get me in the zone. I think I could be focused while listening to Eminem.
I think I would be purely because I know all the lyrics to all the songs that I'd be so focused on the road and also getting the lyrics right. Do you know what I mean? So I'd be like, yep, I'm in the zone.
Well done.
Yeah.
What about...
What are we looking for here?
That's the thing. There doesn't seem... This was just based on this study they did with loads of people playing these songs. I don't know if it's genre. Like, I can't figure it out either.
That's
I don't know what it's based on. And I didn't get any clarification on it. It's just what they came back with on the back of this study. What about something classical then?
No. No, I know the reason why.
Might make you drift off.
Yeah, that's too tiring. I think it's the same. You're not supposed to listen to classical music when you're operating heavy machinery.
Well, there you go, Johann. Really?
Oh, no, wait, no, that's medication. I don't know.
Well, yeah, not good. Apparently, that particular song by Johann Sebastian Bach scored quite lowly on their list.
Wow.
What about Megan?
Oh, would Megan be... I think that's... Yeah, it's fun and it's kind of upbeat, so maybe it could be awake and... Yeah, I'm going to... I'm going to go with yeah.
With that song, I would picture myself spinning the wheel in a full 360.
I'm never getting in a car with you playing spin.
Actually, yeah, to be honest with you, Meg, you're really... I don't want to drive with you either. But you're right, Megan, no. Not good.
Not good.
But again, it's so funny because... Body is so upbeat and fun. The classical song is down and they're both scoring low, which doesn't make any sense. And then you've Eminem scoring high.
And why is Beyonce good and not Megan?
Again, I don't know. This is just... What about Calvin Harris? So
you might speed up for Calvin Harris.
You might... that's a great shout. You might be speeding up.
Without even realising it, even by a couple of kilometres. Yeah, he's not good.
No.
Way down on the list. Don't be listening to him.
Wow.
I'll give you one more.
And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide.
Well, you see, yeah, the lyrics kind wouldn't of be great, would they?
Kind of the
be lifting your feet or sliding your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be kind of the way you do it, right foot on, left foot slide. Kind of like working a clutch and an accelerator.
I don't know. Drake is very chill. I kind of feel like it could have the same effect as the classical music.
Drake was a positive one.
Oh, he was a positive one.
And okay, do you know what? I'll give you one more for the road. And I'm surprised. I'll
for the
just
road.
Tell you. Hey, oh. Pun wish I intended it. That would have been really witty. Lil Nas.
I don't know about you, but Lil Nas X makes me a better driver.
Yeah?
Listening to him just makes me, I'm like, I'm awake, I'm vibing, but I'm also like,
I'm in the zone.
Lil Nas X would want me to concentrate on the road, and that's
for
what I'm doing.
For some reason, not rated Damn very it. Highly on the list, but listen, it's all right. Each to their own.
It's all relative.
To me, no,
Be safe. Mind yourself. Watch out for those hazards.
And no Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
From Belfast, his name is Billy Glaze. That is DNA on spin.
Do you know I'm on Facebook for only one reason and one reason only? And it's a Facebook group I joined a couple of years back called Unusual Photos. And I just went onto it there because it was like, you haven't been on Unusual Photos in a while. I was like, you're right, I haven't. So I went on.
Thank
first
you.
Three posts. First one is a picture of a bathroom on an open toilet. And on the wall is a lovely quote called, "What will you be remembered for? Leave your legacy." And that makes me think, gross.
Oh, no, in that's the disgusting.
Toilet. I keep scrolling. The next one down is in an airport, and there's a sign for a pilot lounge, and underneath is Braille for pilot lounge. And I'm like, what's that good there for?
Okay. Yeah.
And then I love accessibility, but that worries me.
The other one is like a memorial thing on a park bench for my love, cherished husband, dad, and cheater. Yes, John, I knew.
Oh,
I love this Facebook page.
7:51, you're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Here's Harry.
Spin, recharged.
Harry Styles and As It Was here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey-o.
I'm obviously jealous of Harry Styles for many, many reasons.
Uh-huh.
His looks, his talent, his money,
his
lifestyle.
Feather boas.
But do you know what I'm mainly jealous of? The bald head. Totally works.
Like, since he shaved his head, like, he looks good.
He looks class.
Yeah, he does.
And I've seen it, like, I think I've seen, I don't know what I saw, but it was a picture of him anyway, kind of maybe at a concert or something. And it's starting to grow back a little bit now, but obviously it's still very, very short.
It's tight, isn't
it? And even that looks cool.
Yeah.
And that's not
when you have that face, you can do anything you want.
Do you have that face because you're rich, or are you rich because you have that face?
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what came first,
the
chicken or
the egg? We're not in Trinity College here. We can't be discussing some serious
psychology.
I'm not in the middle of a dissertation here.
Yeah. It's a bit early for that.
I'm going to bring it to my therapist. Is Harry Styles famous because of, he looks like that, or does he look like that because he's famous?
If I get rich, will I have that face?
Stick around. We're going to play the golden ticket very shortly.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Morning, how are you? It's Wednesday the 20th of March, 3 minutes after 8 now. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Good morning.
I'm kind of in an era of firsts at the moment. Last week I had my first 99 of the year.
Oh yeah?
And last night, this is kind of bold, I had my first Easter egg.
Oh!
Now I didn't have a full Easter egg. I had half of a small mini egg's Easter egg.
Well, that's no good. It's not really count.
It kind of does, though. I mean, it was not like, you know, it wasn't mini eggs. It was a mini egg's Easter egg.
Okay.
So I did eat shell.
And
I ate eggshell. Chocolate eggshell.
I didn't think that was illegal.
Yeah, I know. I've never done that
before. It's the middle of Lent.
I know. And I used to be one to give up everything for Lent. I'm giving up chocolate crisps and sweets. I would deprive myself. The only thing I'd let myself have would be like a biscuit and a chewing gum.
Yeah.
I was a freak about Lent, honestly. And now here I am eating Easter eggs in the middle of March.
I remember I did go off sweets 1 year, like years ago when I was in school. But as the days went on, I gradually got easier on myself. So like, okay, I'm off sweets, so I'm off everything. And then there were day two, I was like, well, I can have chocolate because there's no like sugar sprinkled on chocolate. And I was like, well, I can have like crisps. There's no like sugar, you know, sprinkled on crisps. It's fine. Mm. So basically what I made myself go off after the fourth day of Lent was Tangfastics.
I remember one year I went off Werther's Original. Whoever eats Werther's Original?
That's so ridiculous.
I love so that.
I remember when we were teenagers and like the funnest thing you can do together is go to the shop and get sweets and hang around on a bench for the day.
Love that.
And we quickly realised around Easter time that sometimes you get a fine deal on an Easter egg and you could get an Easter egg and two chocolate bars for cheaper than what you normally get your like bits and bobs.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's getting close to Easter, the price has dropped dramatically. You could be getting an Easter egg for £2 or £3.
That little mini egg Easter egg with mini eggs inside for €1.50.
Unreal. Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like it was, and a Dairy Milk's probably £1.75.
Honest to God.
Do you know what I mean? Or something like that.
You used to be able to get Easter eggs after Easter when you were a kid and you used to get them for dirt cheap.
Yes.
But now, do you remember like, I think it was only like 2-3 years ago where the whole of Ireland ran out of Easter eggs.
No.
Basically, no one could get Easter eggs.
I always find I'm struggling to find something on Easter Saturday.
It's insane.
Yeah.
They really sell out
people
quick.
People do
like.
Be snapping them up. It's because of people like me eating them mid-March.
Yeah, you greedy thing.
So you had half the big one. Did you touch the mini eggs then?
Oh, God, yeah. They're all gone. They're all gone.
Call her Tate McRae because she is greedy.
Right, stick around. 8:05 now. We're going to play the golden ticket next at Spin.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Okay, let's get you out of here on your holidays. All with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. 7 nights at the Royal Grand Hotel in Corfu, Greece. All sorted should you win this morning. And it's Isabel on to give it a go. Are you heading out to work or college this morning, Isabel?
No, I'm at home with my toddler, actually.
very nice.
When you say toddler, what age are we talking?
He's 2 in April.
Oh, he's a real bad.
I actually have a day off from college. Dearmid,
oh, so cute.
And is he walking yet?
He is, he's walking, he's got a few words. He's just learned the word for caca.
Caca?
As in cockamillish?
Hey. Oh!
Cockamillish, exactly.
Oh my God. Straight in with the Gaelga.
And he's not even 2. God, he's an advanced little lad.
Tell me this much, Isabel. Is it just that he managed to say caca and you were like, oh, he's a Gaelgor?
Yeah.
No, I speak Irish to him.
Oh, that's very
well
good.
Done.
Fair
look
play.
At you could have the youngest Gaelgor in the country.
You need to teach him ish beanie next, Isabel.
Oh, there he is.
There he is in
the
background.
He heard us talking about him.
Yeah.
Isabel, the last time I chatted to a Gaelgor, we were interviewing Kneecap, they're a Belfast trio, and I asked them what their favourite Irish word was, and they said smuggle your own, which means jellyfish.
Yeah, jellyfish.
What is your favourite Irish word?
I think probably Madarua, probably fox.
Fox, Madarua.
Red dog, Madarua.
And come here, were you reared Osquelga yourself?
No, my parents don't, they only have the Cúpla Focal. They sent me to a Gael school. And
I've kept it up since. It would be pretty cool just to be forced through it in a Gael school.
It would be.
Our teacher for like 4th and 5th and 6th class, actually, very small school, she was the principal and she just talked to us in Irish even though it wasn't a Gael school, and we were all like, come on miss, this is fair.
That's cool.
When we went to secondary school, our school were like pretty decent in Irish.
Yeah,
on the back of it, you know?
That's brilliant. Well, Isabel, Anawa, and I have, that's as much as I can go.
That
honest.
Means very good, Isabel, if you didn't.
That's grand.
Dermot, are you listening?
Yeah, listening. Isabel, have you any holidays booked for the year ahead?
No, I don't actually. I've nothing planned. I'm finishing college now in May. I'm in teaching in St. Pat's.
Oh, brilliant. Very
so
nice.
I'm just looking forward to the summer.
Amazing. Right, well, let's see if we can get you a holiday for the summer. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
Amazing. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. Does that make sense, Isabel?
Okay, perfect.
Amazing.
Thank
when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. What's the Irish for swap?
Like ashtray, maybe.
Like change, ashtray. Kind of.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Just to say, Isabel, you can't have help in this. So if Dermot is helping you out in the background there, that's fine. But you have to be the one to say the answer. You can't give Dermot the phone to give the answer. Is that okay?
I wish he could give me the answer.
A stickler for the rules is our Ash.
Yeah.
All right, Isabel, we got 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, it's the Barbie song.
Yes.
It's Dua Lipa, Dance the Highway.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa.
You said
Dance the Night.
You said Dance the Night, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
genuinely yeah. what I heard, no?
I could have heard a dance tonight.
That's
absolutely fine
it's
with
probably
that.
Just the Irish of it.
Of course.
That's yeah.
I can't understand.
Dance
your
the Iha. Dance the Iha. Yeah, that's yeah. what she said.
All right.
All right. Nice one, Isabel. We have 16 seconds left on the clock and we still have a swap remaining. So let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Justin Bieber Peaches.
Start
yes.
the clock.
Lovely stuff. Nicely done. Justin Bieber Peaches in the bag. All right. We have 12 seconds left, 3 songs to go and a swap. This is looking promising, I'm going to say.
I definitely think Justin Bieber Peaches should have been the song one.
I know, yeah, that was really easy. I got my peaches out yeah. of Georgia. Yeah.
And you know his voice so quickly, wouldn't you? All right, Isabel, you're doing well. 12 seconds remain on the clock and you still have a swap. Let's go for song 3. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work, it didn't work.
I'll do swap on this one.
Swap it out.
Okay,
let's do
nicely
it.
Nicely done.
We are back to 12 seconds on the clock.
All right, that was Lizzo, To Be Loved, in brackets, Am I Ready? So we didn't get that one. Did you know it was Lizzo even?
I knew it was Lizzo, but I just have never heard that song before.
That's okay. fair. All right, oh, we've swapped enough. It out and we have 3 songs to go and 12 seconds left.
Let's see if we can get this brand new song 3. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Dating the kid.
I know it so well.
3, 2, 1.
No, I don't.
Damn it, there's the time.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear her name, Tate McRae.
Yeah, it's greedy, isn't it?
It is greedy.
Yeah.
So annoying. So annoying.
That's okay.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Lovely to chat to you. Lovely to chat to you.
Yes, thank you so much.
God, Dermot was no use there, was he?
No, he wasn't.
A big distraction is Dermot. Yeah. But honestly, Isabel, you did a great job. So 3 out of 5 is not bad at all. I hope you have a wonderful
thank
day.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for playing.
Okay,
thank you for listening.
You too.
Lovely
okay,
Slan.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Are you ever tempted when you look down at the song 4 and 5 just to say them on the radio?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Like, all are the you time. Ever tempted when you get to the point of this where you're, like, backing Isabel so hard there and then you're like, well, I just want to tell everyone what they are.
Or,
you
know or when I say, we're swapping it out for song 3, Tate McRae Greedy.
Yeah.
I'm like always afraid I'm going to just say what the swap song is.
What I get worried about is if I do like an Instagram story on the Spin Instagram or on my own and I've accidentally showed the sheet.
The sheet?
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
With the 5
with
songs.
With all the songs. God, the power we hold in this piece of paper.
I know, I know.
You have no idea.
The amount of times I've just wanted to scream them out. Song 4 is this tomorrow and song 5 is this.
But yeah. for the right price, I will send you a DM. With an image, if you like.
087-711-1038. That's our number. Get in touch with the word golden and try and win this holiday.
If it goes tomorrow, we know exactly why. Spins fully charged. Recharged. This morning on the show, I have a question for you. And I want you to have a think about it and let me know on 087-711-1038. What is the most unique place you've travelled to? The reason for this is my housemate, he is a broadcaster. He's a journalist.
Oh.
And he went abroad 2 weeks ago. With Trokra, right? And they took him to Malawi.
Amazing. Whoa.
And I was like, what? I have never in my life heard of someone going to Malawi. I didn't even think you can get to Malawi.
Yeah, I know. Like, where do you even fly?
It's one of those places where it's like, how do you get there? I don't even understand how you get there. And I was going, this is insanely interesting. He came back and he told me, obviously, he'd never been. He knew no one who'd ever been. Mm. They had to go to classes and stuff to learn about Malawi. And, you know, they had to take the...
I'd get some shots.
They had to get some jabs and stuff like that, yeah. And I was just thinking, that is the most unique place I've ever heard someone travel to. So yeah. I'm curious, what is the most unique place you've ever travelled to? 087-711-103. He came back and he told me all these stories about, like, you know, the culture there and what they're doing and obviously what Trokra are doing out there to help and things like that. It was the most insane thing
that's so
ever.
Cool.
But, you know, I feel like these days we're kind of in our travel era as like a generation.
Yeah.
Our generation are kind
100%.
Of in their travel era. You know, like when people are on Instagram, they're like, oh, I'm going to this place. Has anyone any recommendations? And people are like, yeah, I was there, and, you know, last year and here's where you should go.
Yeah.
But it could be somewhere in like Thailand that's like the middle of nowhere or an island that's so, you know, remote.
Yeah.
It could be anything like that. And you'd still get a load of people being like, you should go here. You should go here.
And I feel like people don't even go on holidays now anymore without asking for like recommendations of where they're
going.
What
I found was interesting actually when I was in Thailand was not many, like 3 or 4 people were in touch asking me for like, what are the Mozzie Bites like? Okay, I'm going there this summer.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking in terms of, like, it's great to have that on social media. It's a really positive.
It is cool,
to,
yeah.
Whatever. But there's got to be places, I guess, where people have been where you put up the question box and get nothing because it's like, well, I've never been there before.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like the it's dwindling the amount of places now that are really that like, jaw-dropping.
That's
like Malawi.
What I thought.
Whoa, you were into Malawi?
Yeah, it's so
but
bizarre.
But
like, even when you were like, oh, I'm going to Vietnam, I was like, I didn't know that was a place people went to. And then everyone was like, oh, I've been there, I'm going there.
Oh, I know, it's so weird.
It's so bizarre. And I'm thinking, especially the Thailand thing or whatever, because obviously so many people are going to Australia. When they before they get to Australia, they stop off somewhere and they'll spend a week there and whatever. Like, you say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you were going to Bali. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to Tartamalinos and then you're doing very well.
It was Lanzarote. Tenerife or Marbella or something, that's where
yeah,
you were going.
Honestly, it's mad.
So I'm really curious, what is the most unique place that you've travelled to? 087-711-103 and voice notes are completely welcome on this. I'd love to know.
Yeah, get in touch. As we said, we'd love your voice notes.
Or maybe like I want a new travel place to go to.
Yeah, give some tips.
This guy's from Kilkenny. His name is Robert Grace.
Never been there.
His new single is called Euphoria. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm getting some great travel recommendations on the show this morning, and it is because we're asking you, what is the most unique place that you've travelled to? The reason for this is because my housemate Ben has just come back from a place that I didn't think anyone has ever been to, that if you don't live
that
there.
Because
I don't even know how you get there. Malawi in Africa. It's down to Southeast, and it is just, he came back to with all these stories and he told me about all the culture, and I just thought, this is unreal. I'd love to kind of make a list of places that I most likely would have never ever been to.
I think that's what's so cool as well about having a particular job, if you're lucky enough, that actually allows you to travel, because like, he got to experience that and otherwise he probably wouldn't have, like,
yeah,
because it was for work. And I think a lot of people are in that position as well, when they're like, I was there for work or whatever.
Very true.
And it was great. Aoife was in touch.
It's probably cheating, as it's actually my boyfriend's hometown, but the most unique place I've ever been to was his hometown in the Philippines, a tiny little town that's basically in the jungle called Magsaysay. And I can hand on heart say I haven't met anybody else who's gone there. Except for, I suppose, him was born there.
Oh, that sounds unbelievable.
That's very cool.
Class.
That is a unique place. What is the most unique place you've travelled to? 087-711-1038. Let us know.
Here's Anya.
Alaska, it was January. It was minus 40, so it was freezing.
Oh, God.
To the point that, like, your eyelashes and everything would just freeze.
No way.
And did you enjoy it, or was it kind of hellish to be that cold?
Honest with you, minus 40 felt like minus 3 in Ireland.
Oh.
Really?
I'll take that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Anytime it's minus 3 now, I'm going to go basically minus 4 to Alaska. And what brought you to Alaska, Anya?
Just the adventure and uniqueness of the place and the fact that it's so cold. We've done some camping as well with the dog mushing and everything for 3 days. So there was like a tent with a stove inside, so it was nice and toasty.
Oh, nice.
I was going to say, it's one thing to go put yourself through minus 40, but to say, and you know what? We'll throw up a tent and we'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Stay outside.
I bet it wasn't an El Tesco tent now. It's a bit more reinforced.
Is there anything like there? Is there anything like, or is it just people working on like oil rigs and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of kind of like retail, and like people have quite regular day-to-day lives. What kind of actually amazed me was like people jumping out of the cars, just wearing their, I don't know, hoodie and jeans, nothing, you know.
Not wrapped right up, they're well used to it.
Gas.
Thanks a million for that, Anya.
I think the craziest place that I've been, that like, if I said it to most groups that I was with, nobody would be there. And partly why I went there was just kind of to have that clout.
Have that clout.
Which is a trait I hate about myself. But it was Pearl Harbor.
Cool.
Now, I obviously was interested in the history and like seeing the museum and stuff, but I was also like, how cool would it be to be say you were at Pearl Harbor?
But even
pretty cool.
The fact you've been to Hawaii, I think, is one. Like, that's a unique place to
travel
to.
That's obviously, like, the farthest way I've
Americans
ever
and all go to Hawaii because it's so close and all.
Yeah,
and
but for us, like, it is very, very far.
That's very far away.
I remember looking at my location on Google Maps and being like, there I am. There I am.
I'm so far away.
Yeah.
Here's Stephen.
Hi, guys. I had to go to Jordan for a work thing a few years ago, spent some time beside the Dead Sea and in it, and then visited the caves where they made Indiana Jones. So,
oh, cool.
That was interesting.
That's very cool.
I would love to float in the Dead Sea.
I was just about to say, is that the one where you float because it's so salty?
So salty, yeah.
That's insane. That's so a cool place to have been.
We'd love to hear from you on this morning. What is the most unique place you have been to? 087-711-1038. We'd love your voice notes on this as well. Tell us your stories right now, though. This is Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. That is somewhere I would love to go.
Would love to go to Texas.
You're listening to Spin.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
This morning on the show, we're asking you, where is the most unique place you've travelled to? Just purely because my housemate went to Malawi, and I think that's mental.
Straight up, we just thought that was mad.
I just thought it was crazy.
A lot of people getting in touch on this morning, and honestly, like, we should actually put up maybe a guide somewhere online of like really interesting places to go, because yeah, I want to see all these places.
Oh, I'm so jealous of everyone.
I want like a Peru or something, or like the Aztec kind of places, and where is that, Mexico or
stuff
something?
In your geography book in school.
El Dorado.
Here's Danny.
So I recently came back from South Korea, and when I went to Busan at a seafood restaurant, you could have this like fresh octopus.
Oh.
And the octopus itself is already dead and it's well cooked, but because it's so fresh, its tentacles still move. And it freaks a lot of people out because it's still moving. And what I found even strangest was that even though it's already dead, when you try and grab it with your chopsticks, it tends to run away.
Yeah.
It's so fresh. But the people who tried it said it was absolutely delicious. It tasted nice. So assuming you're not a vegan, I'd recommend you give it a try.
I don't know if I could go near anything that's moving.
I think I'd freak out. But I would. Like, I've always wanted to go to North Korea. I like South Korea would be great, but I would love to go to North Korea. I'd be just nervous.
I don't think they want you there.
I don't think it would be cool to go there. For them.
A few years ago, I left Europe for the first time. It was an exciting time. Went to Bali, but then we left Bali and we went over to the Gili Islands. Now, I have heard of a couple of people who've been there, but not as often. Like, it does feel unique to be there. There's three little islands and they're absolutely stunning. Gili Air, Gili Trawang, and Gili Menno. And the three rules on the islands, and you see it as soon as you get off a boat: no dogs, no police, no cars.
No police.
Let me live in that world.
They somehow get away with it, yeah. No police. And if there's police coming, they have about a 3-hour boat ride.
They'll see them coming.
There are crazy ones coming in here. People are saying they've been island hopping in French Polynesia. Don't even know where that is. Zimbabwe, some place called Vanuatu. Places I've never even heard of.
That's so cool.
And then Ray has come in with the best worded message I've ever read. It's like a piece of prose. He said he went to Rotorua in New Zealand. He says, the warm mineral-rich waters contrast sharply with the cool air, creating a serene, misty ambience. It's a moment of natural rejuvenation and tranquility amidst stunning volcanic landscapes that connects you deeply with the Earth's energy. Highly recommend it.
Raymond's using ChatGPT for that.
I don't know.
That's copied and pasted. That's a copy and paste.
From a travel book.
I'm going to believe in Ray.
Yeah. I love that. That's unreal.
Shauna was on as well. This is somewhere I would just love to go. My now husband taught me to the Maldives 9 months after we met as a surprise trip. It was the most romantic and relaxing holiday I've ever had. Just so beautiful and picturesque. And when we had our son, we gave him the middle name Oliver to always have that memory of the holiday. Why Oliver?
Must be a place called Oliver in
Maybe
the Maldives.
So. Maybe I've, so.
I always wanted, I remember me and my ex were planning on going to Dominican Republic, and I thought that was going to be unbelievable. But like, I think the most unique place I've been to is like Dubai. But I don't tell people I've been to Dubai. I just go, oh yeah, I've been to Asia.
That's not in Asia.
don't ask where.
Just trying to see more worldly.
Also not in Asia.
Jim, where is the most unique place you've been?
UAE.
The Middle East.
Jim, standing by, lads. What's the most unique place you've been to?
I was in Fiji before.
Whoa.
What brought you to Fiji, Jim?
I was actually travelling around New Zealand, and on the way home, we stopped off at Fiji.
What was it like?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know the film Castaway?
Yes.
That was filmed in Fiji, that island and all that. So,
you went to the Castaway Island.
Did you see Wilson?
We're on the Castaway
Island. That's very cool. I feel like Fiji's probably one of the farthest away places from Ireland.
I'm looking at it here. Yeah, so if you
I'm on the map as well.
If I'm on Google Maps, if you wanted to go to Fiji now, you'd be. Well, that makes no sense, Aisling, does it? It says you'd arrive up Wednesday at 8:25.
If you left now,
that's.
Plus 12 hours.
Yeah, that's because you go across the international dateline.
Very, very
far.
That's very cool.
It's crazy.
It's so romantic. remote. How do they even get food over there? It's so far away from any big, big body
of land. It really seems on like the other side of the globe, which is so bizarre.
Yeah, and
do you know, Jim, do you know many people who've been to Fiji since you went?
Never. I haven't heard of anyone else that went to Fiji.
Nice. I actually don't know a single person.
On the show, you'll hear.
Yeah, maybe, but I've never heard of a single person going to Fiji. So you'd recommend, though?
Absolutely brilliant. The one thing I always remember, though, from is Bula. Everywhere you go, everyone says Bula, which is hello. So that always stuck in my mind.
I love that.
That's a great way to say hello.
Yeah, there you go.
One more quick question for you. From New Zealand to Fiji, do you fly or was it a long boat ride?
Yeah, no, you fly. I think that's why we stopped at Fiji, because New Zealand was a 12-hour and a 13-hour flight. So he says on the way back, we'd
break it up.
I think it was about 6 or 7 hours from New Zealand.
Class.
Amazing. So,
that sounds unreal. Thank you, Jim.
Well done, Jim.
All right,
you've been very far away. It's the way that
wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello. Wednesday the 20th of March. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. 3 minutes after nine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I feel like ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, or X as it's now called, I just feel like it's gone a little bit bizarre, and sometimes I find myself on the kind of far right of Twitter, and I just find it quite interesting. These are the kind of people who believe, you know, like men should be men and things like that, right? So I got this tweet the other day. It was like 20 unspoken rules for men, and I think they're absolutely ridiculous, because the photo that they tried to get your attention with the thread is Daniel Craig being really bloody from James Bond.
Okay.
And it's like, this is a man. And rule number one is never shake a hand sitting down.
Why is that a rule? You gotta stand up.
You wanna have a listen to these rules, right? Number two, protect who is behind you and respect who is beside you. I'm like, did ChatGPT write these? Never insult the cooking when you are the guest. Obviously.
That's just like how to be a human.
Like, stupid things. But never eat the last piece of something you didn't buy. Okay. Am I supposed to be writing these down?
Like, very unusual.
This is man advice.
This is man advice, right? Take the blame and give credit when due. Fine. Don't take credit for work you didn't do. Someone obviously has been affected by this.
Yeah, yeah.
Number eight, if you're not invited, don't ask to go. And number nine just goes so far off the beaten track. It just goes, number nine, always aim for the head.
What the hell?
This is the stupidest tweet I've ever... Like, it's a full-on thread.
I'm a man, then.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of just simple old stuff.
If you're a woman, though, can you eat the last piece of the thing you
do? You can do whatever you want.
Are you allowed to say, God, Brian, your food is shite.
Yeah,
I hated that meal. It sucked.
And you can walk around without protecting the people behind and beside you.
But like, some of them are just
way
kind
better.
Of, some of them are weird, like kind of little just tips for like if you're a little bit awkward in social situations.
So because I'm a woman, then can I just say everything, like that whole idea Dave had earlier on in the show about chatting about the most unique places you've ever been? I could be like, well, that was actually my idea.
Yeah.
That was actually mine.
You can do that because you're a woman.
Because I'm a woman.
And you're not a man.
But Dave's not allowed because he's a guy.
There's such
sense.
Bizarre rules, and it's like always dress for the occasion. Thank you, obviously. And then listen, nod, and most of all, make eye contact. Thank you.
Brilliant.
I feel like more of a man. We all feel like more of a man.
Well, you need to keep nodding.
Yeah, I'm not seeing too much nodding, Dave.
Sorry, of course.
Oh my God, he's so manly when he nods.
You're on Spin.
Spins, Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Morning. Something you may or may not know about this show is that when the show's over, we clip up all the talky bits from the 3 hours and we put it together as a podcast. That podcast is called Fully Charged Recharged. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. And afterwards, after we do all that, we do record a little kind of bespoke intro for the podcast. And the other week, we were having a chat about what we were going to do for the weekend, and I uttered a phrase that blew Emma and Dave's little minds. It's a phrase I've used all my life, and this is it. And I'm going to have a rest on. A rest on.
Yeah, a lie-in, you mean?
I would say a rest on.
What the f*** heard is of a rest on?
Did you not say a rest on?
No, a lie-in.
That's so
I thought
pretty.
You were getting arrested there.
In my house, we'd all say a rest on.
No.
A rest on.
Have a lie-in.
Okay.
That is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Mm.
It's so weird.
My mind was blown that you didn't know what rest on was, so much so that I said, let's put this to the people of Dublin. And I guarantee you there's a catchment area that all say the phrase rest on.
Nope.
And not one person had ever heard of the phrase rest on.
In the whole county, not one person.
This shook me to my core.
But it also doesn't surprise me that in the Bonner households, they might have come up with their own phrases and expressions for things like that. Like, they might have thought lion was too boring.
I don't know where it came from. And I went home that weekend and I said to my mum and dad, what the hell have you done to us? Nobody says rest on. And all of us say it like as if it's the most normal thing in the world. And as we were chatting about it, we started to recall other words that we say that we don't know if anybody else says.
Oh. Right, okay.
So I am going to read now from the Bonner's English Dictionary and see if you guys can guess what these words mean to us. And if any of you are you listening also say these words, please get in touch. 087-711-1038. I would love to know if I'm not alone in any of these.
It's going to be really embarrassing when she reads out the words and I'm like, yeah, we all say that. Yeah, we say that.
Yeah, I know. This could be so awkward or so very interesting. So welcome to the Bonner's English Dictionary. I'll start with a word that I think could be kind of universal.
Okay.
Do you know what the word zapper means?
Yes.
Zapper is remote control, right?
Yeah. The TV remote control.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Well done, everybody. Zapper. Would you say zapper?
No, I say remote control.
Remote control?
Yeah, where's the remote control?
I would just say the remote.
Right. Okay. We'd all say zapper.
Very well spoken,
Some
you Emma.
Some people would often say the buttons.
The buttons. I wouldn't say.
Yeah. Or where the buttons?
The clicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
The control panel. No, I'm joking.
Remote control.
Okay. What about whittle?
Yeah, yeah, for a pee.
Would you know whittle?
I know. Our family would say, and I hate it, it's actually quite possibly the worst word in the world. A piddle.
A piddle, yeah, a piddle.
It's the worst word ever.
I'm going for a whittle.
Doesn't a piddle sound like you can't really get the pee out? It's just a few drips.
Yeah. It's like a tiny little...
Trying so hard.
I'll go for a whittle, I'll be back in 5 seconds.
You're like, oh, that sounds sore. I did kind of say this one yesterday on the show, I think, randomly. A bip.
Yeah, that's what you did. I wouldn't have known, but you told us.
You wouldn't have known BIP before that.
I would have known BIP.
You would have known BIP.
But I've been aware. I wouldn't have used BIP, but I would have been aware of BIP.
You've been aware of BIP.
A fart is a BIP.
Right. I don't think you're going to know this one. Salk.
Salk. Salk. Salk. Salk is. Reminds me of like the kind of powder you'd have before you go rock climbing.
I was thinking of talc. Yeah. Talcum powder. Yeah. No, I don't know what salk is.
Salk.
So yeah, salk is the word we would use for talcum powder, but kind of like, do you ever get like in a baby's nappy, like when it kind of starts falling out of the nappy?
What do you mean?
Sometimes like...
like a powdered donut when it just starts...
Yeah.
Okay, when the talc starts falling out of the nappy. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about there.
So when we were kids, we called that salk.
Right,
and my mom was probably like, no, it's talc. And we were like, salk. another one that I don't think you're going to know, vinch.
A vinch?
Couldn't tell you, pal.
Is it a vinch, like a bunch of grapes?
I'm thinking of, when I think of vinch, I think of something like plates, cutlery or delf of some kind.
Vinch.
Vinch.
V-I-N-C-H.
Don't know why.
Vinch is the kind of black like scuff marks on a wooden floor that you might get from like rubber tires or maybe your runners.
Oh, right.
And you know, like when you rub them and they come away.
And is that a real word or is that just a Bonner's word?
I think that's a Bonner's word.
Is
vinch.
That onomatopoeic then? Because like, it kind of sounds like a vinch.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like when you kind of get stuck on the floor and do little slides that you're like,
yeah.
Vinch.
I think my brother might have made that up. Vinch.
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 I think it's good.
Vinch.
And the last one, this would be in my extended family too, a Ned.
A Ned.
A Ned. I've heard a Ned. Ned is a nap. Ned is not a nap. It is a...
No, that's a nod. Ned. Wouldn't it?
A Ned.
A Ned. Is it a Ned like... I'm thinking Flanders in The Simpsons. Is a Ned your neighbour?
No, Ned is not your neighbour.
What are you saying?
Ned is a poo.
Is it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
So when I was a kid and people used to be called Ned, I'd be like... Pfft.
Oh, I'd be like, that's so funny.
You're the only person.
And Neddy. You can say Neddy as
a
well.
A little Neddy.
You know, that's so weird.
When I was a kid, like 6, and we left Dublin and we moved to Waterford, I remember like day 2, I have this really strong recollection of us like waking up, didn't know where we were, in the back arse of nowhere, having lived in a state in Terranure. And we went to visit our neighbours and there was this, we had the heads up that there was a young girl our age living next door, so to call up and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So we called up and we were like, do you want to come to our house like to play in the garden? And she said, yeah, just give me a sec, I need to change my pants. And we thought this was absolutely hilarious. Having come from Dublin, no one said pants.
Your underwear.
Pants
like,
were your knickers.
Yeah.
Oh, but it meant trousers.
Yeah,
pants, yeah.
And I remember me and my sister being like, she's going to change her knicker.
Come out, yeah.
What's happened?
That's so funny.
Listen, We've talked about it in the show already, so we won't get into it again. But in case you're not aware, there are huge amounts of conspiracy theories doing the rounds online for what feels like 3.5 to 4 weeks
now. It's been going on a while.
Regarding Kate Middleton, okay? Yeah. So every time you open Twitter, there's just a new angle, new people being suspicious about photos or appearances, etc.
I love it. I love harmless conspiracy theories.
Yes, and obviously we hope that Kate's okay. But yeah, in the more bizarre side of things, on the back of me being glued to everything Twitter and conspiracy theories over the last few weeks, I feel like my brain is just so confused between what's real and what's not.
Oh, that's not good.
That's the danger zone, Emma.
I know.
It's like the sweet spot where you don't want to be. Like,
this is where you start wearing tinfoil hats into work.
So to kind of bring me back down to earth, I was like, right, okay, let's just look up some absolutely crazy, mad, definitely false conspiracy theories and go through them. And to say that I was impressed with what I found online regarding bizarre celebrity conspiracy theories is an understatement. And I would really like to walk you through some of them, okay?
Lovely.
Please do. I love this.
Me
let's
too.
Start with Beyonce.
Oh.
First one says that Beyonce was never pregnant with Blue Ivy. This theory claims that Beyonce never was physically pregnant herself with her first daughter and instead used a surrogate. Now, the reason for this was there was a couple of instances when Beyonce went to sit down, say, for an interview, and her belly kind of bent
inwards.
Oh,
I remember that one clip.
And the belly bent inwards,
yeah,
which obviously wouldn't
that.
Normally happen if you were pregnant with a baby.
Right.
Alluding
the folds
to the potential,
of her dress.
Which would kind of lead you to think that maybe she was wearing a pregnancy belly on
right,
her.
Okay.
Now, I did see the clip and I do think they had a point, but this is even more bizarre than
right.
that. Because maybe she did. Maybe she had complications. That's her own business, right?
But also she didn't. Go on.
Because you know her personally.
Well, she said she had her baby. There's videos of her giving birth to the baby.
There's
a video of her in the hospital being handed the baby.
Wow, okay.
I've seen it.
I knew she'd be upset by that one. According to this next theory, again regarding Beyonce, and again, don't shut it down. Just listen to how bizarre it is and imagine the possibility that it's true for a second.
I spoke like a true far right. Just listen.
Don't shut it down.
Don't shut it down. It's real, okay?
Beyonce gave birth to Solange, her sister, at a very young teenager, and this theory suggests that because young Bey was reaching fame at the time, her ambitious dad and his wife, Tina, allegedly raised Solange as their own child and passed her and Solange off as siblings. Now, clearly there's only a 5-year age gap between Beyonce and yeah. Solange. However, some saying that Beyonce's been lying about her age all this time. Ah. Again, oh, this is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, because she looks like an owl hag,
yeah.
doesn't she?
This sounds like a Beyonce bashing segment on the show.
It's yeah. not can we move on?
Another mad conspiracy theory. Taylor Swift is a clone
of
interest
herself.
Okay.
Okay,
she is a clone of herself created by her record label. It would make sense because the girl seems to be at two places at once all the time. Like, one
how
second
did she get to that Super Bowl from Japan?
Yeah.
Private plane.
The theory gained traction. Fans noticed some differences in her appearance and her behavior over the years, leading them to believe that there's more than meets the eye. Now, this one is about Avril Lavigne, and it's after getting so big even years later that podcaster Joanne McNally has just launched her own personal podcast away from Vogue.
I've seen this.
Yeah, Melissa or something, isn't it?
Who Killed Avril Lavigne? And it all started when some intense investigations by a Avril Lavigne fan site sparked this worldwide confusion after the theory was that after her first album, the Let Go album that had all the bangers, was that she passed away shortly afterwards.
Okay.
Again, in case you've just joined, these are conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's not the news.
No.
Yeah.
They claim that she was replaced by a lookalike called Melissa,
yeah,
so as not to lose out on any earnings from her huge popularity. It's a really dark idea, but it is kind of hilarious that people get so obsessed with these things.
It's crazy that anyone would believe.
The Melissa and Avril Lavigne one is quite interesting because she does look very different. And when Avril Lavigne does her meet and greets, you're not allowed to go anywhere near her.
I can't listen to you say Avril Lavigne again.
It is Avril Lavigne.
There's an N at
all
the
right,
end
sorry,
of her
sorry, sorry. But like they have to stand like a metre apart from her.
Really?
This was even before COVID even happened.
Well, I mean, Joanne McNally's after getting a full-on episode podcast with full-on podcast with plenty of episodes with the BBC on this. So again, it's all in jest and it's funny.
It's
and,
interesting,
like,
yeah.
You know, Avril Lavigne, I'm sure, is alive and well. It's just an interesting theory.
The Avril Lavigne one is kind of one of my favourites, but I think my favourite conspiracy theories is, do you ever hear the lip balm conspiracy theory?
No.
So
the lip balm conspiracy theory is that they they put tiny, tiny, tiny pieces of glass in the lip balm so that you cut your lips every time you use it, and you have to keep buying and using lip balm. I love that. I think that's genius.
Oh, nothing to do with the celebrity, just in general.
No, just in general. That's my favourite conspiracy theory.
Like, when I started using anti-aging cream, I was like, I'm looking older. finally, for now, this is my favourite, hands down. Justin Bieber is actually a lizard.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
amazing.
They're all lizards.
Theory-obsessed corner of the internet looking at this, saying he's actually just one big giant lizard man leading a reptile army while disguised as a world-famous superstar multimillionaire pop star.
Is this the first time you've heard of the lizard theory?
I've never heard that Justin Bieber is a lizard, but I love it. I told Emer, my housemate last night, who loves Justin Bieber, I knew we were doing this today, and I was like, did you know that Justin Bieber is apparently a lizard? And then I just left the house and closed the door. She was like, what? And I said no more about it. This kicked off back in 2014 when some fans took note of his kind of lizard-esque blink when he was arrested in a photo. Anyway, it was probably just bad filming quality, but overall, very enjoyable.
Yeah, all the main and conspiracy theorists in America would think that all the politicians are lizards, and like, you know, like the Bidens and the Obamas.
Well,
really?
To be fair, they are.
Oh, they, of
just
course.
Not just a Bieber.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, they're all lizards.
That's
they're
common
all
knowledge.
Oh, yeah, very yeah. good, very good. You could spend all day on the internet. Be very careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Noah Kahan and Stick Season on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I really fancy him at this stage now.
Tell us something we don't know. Noah, you're mad for Noah Kahan.
Oh, he's unreal.
She loves his little braids.
I know, I was going to say, do you love his braids?
Loves his little plaid.
He's so funny.
I know, he is. He's a cool guy.
He's a right.
I feel like I have to give an update on the cat situation that I found myself in yesterday.
Oh, please do.
Telling you around this time that my boyfriend was sitting at home in the apartment with not one, but two cats, neither of which are ours.
Are yours, yeah.
Yeah, one of them is a cat called Mr. Plops that comes to our apartment frequently, and we know it's owned by a restaurant that's also on the same street that we live in.
Yeah.
And the other cat we found yesterday morning at 6:30 when I was on the way to work, meowing outside the restaurant. I've never seen it out in the street before, so we took it in, or well, Alex did, and I came on and did the show. And yesterday when I went home, we had to deal with that cat. That was the sister cat of Mr. Plop, so both owned by the restaurant. This we knew. So I went into the restaurant yesterday after work, and I said, hello, I think I have both of your cats in my apartment. And I was expecting them to be like, oh, thank God. Oh, dear, Luna and Midnight, they're found.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, dear. So then out the back then, no. I was just like, I rescued your cat from the streets. They're like, oh, sure, I've collected them from Townsend Street Garda Station.
Oh my
several
God.
Times.
No way.
Yeah, then another woman comes in, and your woman goes,
the Garda Station.
Literally, they're all over the place, apparently. Another woman comes in, she goes, oh yeah, this girl's after finding one of the cats. Oh, where was he last night? He was on Grafton Street the other night. It's like, what the hell?
There you were thinking you were going to get like free meals at this restaurant for a month.
Yeah, so one of the fellas came up to the apartment, and he took the cat that's not normally in the house. Sure, Mr. Plops wouldn't go.
No.
Mr. Plops sitting there, I'm not getting in the box. And he said, sure, she's grand staying with you for
the
next
one.
Do you know what?
Honestly, if I could be, you know, the way sometimes the question's asked, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
Oh,
what would you like to be? However, I'd never normally say cat. I want to be one of those cats.
Yeah.
They have the best life. They have nightlife. They're fed, good food in the restaurant.
They're eating restaurant food every day.
They're like hanging out with you guys all the time.
They're getting daily cuddles.
Oh, man.
They live
the dream.
The literal dream. We have loads of all access passes for you to go and enjoy Emerald Park whenever you like, but maybe in particular we are coming up to the Easter midterm.
Yeah, that'd be the perfect time.
Easter midterm at school when you get the 2 weeks off.
I think it might be. Or is it?
Oh,
is
yeah,
it two weeks
off for Easter, yeah.
My sister's home from Erasmus for 2 weeks, so I'm thinking colleges are kind of the same.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
that's a real generous break,
yeah,
I think.
And Emerald Park, top place to go. I mean, you got your Dino Dash, you got your Coup Cullen, the zoo, loads of stuff.
I don't think I went on a roller coaster until I was like a teenager.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't exist in Ireland.
Well, that's true.
You could be going on a roller coaster in primary school. You could be going back into primary school and being like, I was on a roller coaster last night.
You had the little mouse one that went around.
The waltzers don't care.
Now, there's plenty of people as well. Look at producer Callum, who's so into getting his adrenaline rush from roller coasters.
Yeah.
So if you're a big kid as well and you want to bring
100%.
Your friends, you've just as much of a chance to win all this week on the show. And on to give our little terrifying game ago is both Keith and Rachel. Keith, you're at work this morning. What do you do, or where are you based?
I'm a showroom manager for a company called Bright Lights.
Very good. Where are you based?
Glass 7.
Ah, nice one. Okay, cool. We also then have Rachel standing by. How is your morning shaping up, Rachel, so far?
Had an early morning trip to the dentist with my son. So
oh, no.
I'm just home.
Pain?
No pain.
Okay. Right, no pain, good. No gain. Actually, well, listen, no pain, good thing.
Yeah, true.
We'd love to sort you with all access passes, guys, to Emerald Park. Here's how this is going to work. We have a box of eggs in front of us, all right? Three of those eggs are chocolate eggs. Lovely. Easter
beautiful.
In mind.
We love chocolate
happy
eggs.
Days. The other three eggs are real chicken eggs, which obviously stink, cause a mess. We've things to do today. We're going to be rotten. And it's up to you guys to choose which one of us is going to get the egging today. We'll start with you, Keith, because you're on first. Who do you want to pick?
Ashley.
Okay, right. So Ashley's getting Keith. Eggs today. And then yourself, Keith, and yourself, Rachel, will pick out random numbers between 1 and 6. If you get a chocolate egg, you win the passes. If Ash gets egged by Harbilal chicken eggs, okay. Then we keep on moving.
I'm getting She's put just... in my big plastic bag dress.
Yeah. It's really pretty, Ash.
I've always been told I look good in a plastic bag.
Yeah, sure, you'd look good in a black bag, isn't that it?
Thanks.
All right, okay, here we go. Can we have the eggs for Ashling there?
Give me shower cap.
And a gorgeous little shower cap as well.
Okay,
she's good to go. Keith, we'll start with you. Please pick a number between 1 and 6.
3.
Number three.
How does it feel, Ash?
Oh, God. 1, 2, 3. Right, here we go.
Can you feel it already?
I don't want to do it.
Go on.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
That's
yes!
a crack.
Damn it!
It's a chocolate egg!
Oh, for God's sake.
Hallelujah!
Keith, congratulations. You're going to Emerald Park.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you.
And she's so happy about that.
Listen, I'm sorry, Rachel, but I'm so glad we never got to you. That would have meant I got egged.
Thanks a million, guys. Well done, Keith. Sorry, okay. Rach.
See you, Rachel.
Bye.
Hang
on now. It's been Dave. It's been Ashley.
Yeah, I think Emma's up next. I think
you might be
getting
it tomorrow, Em.
That's totally fair enough. Yeah, we did say to Dave, you did it yesterday, it'll be one of us. So I knew by default, whoever got it today, the other was going to get it tomorrow.
I think we should just add a 12-pack of eggs instead of the 6 eggs.
I'm going to remove all of the chocolate eggs for Emma tomorrow.
Another chance to win on the show. Same time tomorrow.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Noah Kahan and Stick Season on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I really fancy him at this stage now.
Tell us something we don't know.
Noah,
you're mad for Noah Kahan.
Oh, he's unreal.
She loves his little braids.
I know, I was going to say, do you love his braids?
She loves his little plaid.
He's so funny.
I know, he is. He's a cool guy.
He's a riot.
I feel like I have to give an update on the cat situation that I found myself in yesterday.
Oh, please do.
Telling you around this time that my boyfriend was sitting at home in the apartment with not one, but two cats, neither of which are ours.
Yours, yeah.
Yeah, one of them is a cat called Mr. Plops that comes to our apartment frequently, and we know it's owned by a restaurant that's also on the same street that we live in.
Yeah.
And the other cat we found yesterday morning at 6:30 when I was on the way to work, meowing outside the restaurant. I've never seen it out in the street before, so we took it in, or well, Alex did, and I came on and did the show. And yesterday when I went home, we had to deal with that cat. That was the sister cat of Mr. Plop, so both owned by the restaurant. This we knew. So I went into the restaurant yesterday after work, and I said, hello, I think I have both of your cats in my apartment. And I was expecting them to be like, oh, thank God. Oh, dear, Luna and Midnight, they're found.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, dear. So then out the back then, no. I was just like, I rescued your cat from the streets. They're like, oh, sure, I've collected them from Townsend Street Garda Station.
Oh my God.
Times.
No way.
Yeah, then another woman comes in and your woman goes,
to the Garda Station.
Literally, they're all over the place, apparently. Another woman comes in, she goes, oh yeah, this girl's after finding one of the cats. Oh, where was he last night? He was on Grafton Street the other night. It's like, what the hell?
And there you were thinking you were going to get like free meals at this restaurant for a month.
Yeah, so one of the fellas came up to the apartment and he took the cat that's not normally in the house. Sure, Mr. Plops wouldn't go.
No.
Mr. Plops sitting there, I'm not getting in the box. And he said, sure, she's grand staying with you for
the
next
one.
Do you know what?
Honestly, if I could be, you know, the way sometimes the question's asked, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
Oh,
what would you like to be? However, I'd never normally say cat. I want to be one of those cats.
Yeah.
They have the best life. They have nightlife.
Life.
Fed, good food in the restaurant.
They're eating restaurant food every day.
They're like hanging out with you guys all the time.
They're getting daily cuddles.
Oh, man.
They live
the dream.
The literal dream.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Bye. Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.